This electrically powered pendulum clock was made in Sydney, probably in the 1950s, by the firm AC Elec, to a design developed by Prowl's Electric Clocks and Scientific Instruments 30 years before. The firm Scientific Clocks, referred to on the dial, was formed by Cecil Gross and Lawrence Taprill in 1947 to install and maintain tower clocks and master-slave clock systems. A pendulum clock uses a swinging weight, the pendulum, to keep time. If the amplitude is very small, the time taken for two swings of the pendulum, one cycle, is equal to 2 times pi times the square root of L divided by G, where L is the length and G is local gravity. The length of the pendulum in this clock is adjusted so that each cycle takes exactly 2 seconds. Each time the pendulum swings to the left, one tooth of a 15-tooth wheel is gathered. One larger tooth on the wheel closes a pair of contacts once each revolution, sending a current pulse to the slave dials each half minute. Note that the dial in the door is electric and not connected mechanically to the pendulum. Ideally, a pendulum would continue doing this forever. However, friction and air resistance will slowly remove energy from the system. The energy can be restored from a source such as a spring, a falling weight, or an electromagnet. This clock has a very interesting mechanism that prevents it from stopping. In the top left of the glass window, to the left of the pendulum, is a pair of electrical contacts, surmounted by a small metal cone with a groove at its top. The pendulum has a metal flag, a hip toggle, that brushes over the top of the cone as the pendulum swings. When the pendulum's swing becomes sufficiently small, the flag will catch, and as the pendulum swings back, it will push down on the cone, and the contact point will complete the circuit. A current flows through the electromagnet on the right, causing a roller to roll down an incline on a bracket attached to the pendulum, giving it an impulse and replacing the energy that has been lost over time. This happens about once every 30 swings, and happens very quickly, so you need to watch closely. While pendulums are generally very accurate at timekeeping, their motion is dependent on their length and local gravity. As the metal of the pendulum heats or cools, it can expand or contract, thus changing the length, and so the pendulum in this clock is made of invar, a low expansion alloy. At different points on Earth, the gravity can be slightly different. Both these things will affect the amount of time each pendulum cycle takes, and will so affect the accuracy of the clock. Pendulum clocks also cannot be moved, as any motion or acceleration will interfere with its motion, making them unsuitable for portable timepieces.